Meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. Thank you. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is To Plenary Call number 44 on the 17th of December, 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan, Chris, Dimitri, Carlton, Lily, and Catherine. We have no observers at this time. From ICANN.org, we have Jean-Baptiste, Jackie, and Brenda. This call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking. And, Alan, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are here primarily to look at recommendations that we did not get consensus on during the face-to-face meeting. We were left without consensus on, we believe, two recommendations plus a third one that I've added since then. We're going to switch the order around since one of them, Volker, has to be on. We're going to look at other ones first and then go back to it. Presumably, he will show up sometime. I could ask if we have a phone number for Volker. Perhaps calling him at this point is appropriate. The first one I'd like to look at is the privacy proxy one. That's recommendation 4.1. I'm sorry. 10.1. And that is starts on slide number 9. We had comments on that one, that why should we, from registrars, saying why should we verify something if we've already done it? The original recommendation read, the board shall monitor the implementation of the PPSAI. In the event the PPSAI policy does not become operational by the 31st of December 2019, the ICANN board should propose an amendment to the RAA that privacy proxy providers affiliated with registrars shall verify and validate underlying customer information provided to them in the same way as registrars are required to verify and validate other registration data. The short version of the comments we got was, why should we do that if we've already done it? Volker has rephrased a significant part of the recommendation, and if we can go to slide number 11, and I'll read out what he has now. The board, now recall the wording, the board should propose an amendment, was something that Chris had suggested, saying it doesn't need to be more complex than that. The current reworded version is, the board shall monitor the implementation of the PPSAI. In the event that the PPSAI policy does not become operational by the 31st of December 2019, the ICANN board should initiate action to that an amendment of the RAA is proposed and ensures that the underlying registration data of domain registrations using privacy proxy providers affiliated with registrars shall be verified and validated in application of the verification and validation requirements under the RAA unless such verification and validation has already occurred at the registrar level for such domain name registrations. I think the wording that he's changed regarding the proposal of the amendment is a bit awkward and needs to either revert back to the previous version or be otherwise altered. But other than that, I don't have a problem going forward with the wording that Volker has. And I see Volker is now on the call. Volker, perhaps I can ask you, why did you change the original wording of the ICANN board should propose an amendment? Was there a rationale for it? Is this you like the wording better, or was there a specific problem you were trying to fix?
I think that was something that I gathered from the discussions with Chris, that basically the ICANN board would not themselves propose the amendment, but rather ICANN staff or ICANN org would do that, and they would just initiate the action that this would be then taken care of. I would have to look at the exact mechanism in the RAA for amending the RIA, but I think it's not the board that proposes the actual amendment, but rather staff. And that's why I made that change.
All right. Chris is on the line. I see he's muted. I don't know if he wants to speak or not. I have no problem with it. The wording that you have right now, the board should initiate action to that an amendment. Clearly there's something missing there, and so the grammar of that sentence has to be fixed.
The two should be removed. The two should be removed. That was,
should initiate action that an amendment
is proposed. Therefore, I leave it open. Who is doing that?
Still a little bit awkward, but I don't think we're going to make any substantive changes, but we will make sure it reads properly. Does anyone else have any problems with the rest of the wording, the change, to make it clear that we are talking about if the registrar has already, in the course of the registering the domain name, verified it, then it doesn't need to be done again?
Hi, Alan. This is Jackie. I don't have any question with regard to what you just asked about, but I do wonder, I just want to clarify that the ICANN board is wanting to motivate ICANN staff to propose an amendment. Is that correct?
I'm willing to leave the wording as Volker had it, minus the word to, subject to you proposing something clearer with the same intent.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Chris says, no, that's not how it's going to work. I'm not quite sure the mechanism by which the board initiates the action, and I don't want to put words in his mouth. But I don't think anyone's if Chris is happy with the words that we end up with in that part of that sentence, I don't think anyone is going to break consensus over it.
Okay, well, I'll just propose an edit in the Google Doc, and you all can sort of evaluate it from there.
Yeah, I see Chris is not muted anymore. Does Chris want to speak? Apparently not. He's now muted again. All right. Volker, just a minor curiosity. You put verification and validation, but isn't normally the used in the other order? Because the validation is the large part, and then there's a verification requirement after that. I would tend to flip the two.
Doesn't matter to me. I mean, you remember this was written over lunch, so don't be too strict on me with any.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, and
it doesn't change the intent.
Alan?
Yes, please go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that in the chat, Chris said that his microphone isn't working, and that he's fine with the wording.
But he says he's fine with the wording, so let's leave the wording alone, subject to removing the word to. Does anyone else have a complaint? Have any problem with it? I know we don't have a full group here. We do have six members, however. All right. I hear no complaints. I'm going to assume that this is good. We will send out the reworded and the redlined version to the list, and make sure that we get an opportunity for anyone else to object. If we can now go back to the dialogue.
Alan?
On yes, please go ahead.
How much time do you want to leave the review team to review this recommendation?
Let's set a date of the end of Thursday.
All right.
Because if not, we're going to have to call for another call, but it's not going to happen until January at this point, I'm afraid. But let's hopefully no one will have any quibbles with it. Let us go back to 5.1 and skip to slide 7, please. That's correct. All right. This was the recommendation that was originally looking at anomalous behavior in the ARS compliance actions. We decided that we did not believe that our concern was at the level of requiring a recommendation, but we did discuss this twice. We discussed it once on Monday morning and once on Tuesday afternoon. We essentially did a de novo review the second time once Stephanie and Carlton had arrived. The conclusion that I pulled out of the transcript or recording out of the first meeting was a decision that we would withdraw the recommendation, but we would have a recommendation saying we must have some level of contactability / accuracy monitoring, giving us a higher level, a high level of confidence in that data. The issue that we have put on hold somewhere further is resourcing of compliance if necessary. That's an issue we never went back to, and I will address it in a moment. We had a full discussion on this on Tuesday afternoon, and the outcome of that was at this stage the recommendation is being withdrawn. The replacement recommendation will reiterate the need for continuing diligence regarding accuracy and will be recommending that the ARS or something comparable be continued. And I know in there were various discussions on whether we should use contactability versus accuracy. I'm not quite sure how we would monitor that, but nevertheless, there was a question that contactability might be more appropriate than accuracy, and we left it open at this point, which we would do. My recollection is the original WHOIS recommendation was actually looking at contactability, but ICANN decided there was no practical way to do that. You can't call up all of the resources to call up everyone on the sampled ones to verify their phone number or check emails was not something ICANN thought they could do at that point, although it was something they were going to consider in phase three of the ARS, which we never got to. Factoring in all of that, I have drafted a new recommendation, which says very short. I see Volker has his hand. Please go ahead.
Yeah, nothing much. Just wanted to thank you all for taking on board my concerns with the reworded recommendation. And I also would like to apologize to Catherine if I had been a bit rash at the meeting when we discussed that. That wasn't my intent to be as rash as I was. It was just in the heat of the moment, and I apologize for that.
Thank you, Volker.
Excellent. We are good.
Sorry, Catherine, I didn't hear what you said.
I just said thank you from my side.
All right, back to the wording. I drafted something very short and very close, I hope, to the wording that we came out with in both conclusions. And by the way, I was amazed that we had two different discussions and ended up coming to the same conclusion both times. I was expecting when I found them that I was going to find two completely different answers. In any case, we are on slide number 8 now, and the draft I have redone is recommendation 5.1, the accuracy reporting system, which was instituted to address concerns regarding RDS, who is contact data accuracy, has demonstrated that there is still an accuracy concern, and therefore such monitoring must continue. ICANN.org should continue to monitor accuracy and or contactability through either the ARS or comparable tool / methodology. Now, the text surrounding it will, of course, acknowledge that all of that is subject to being allowed to do it under whatever comes out of the EPDP. I do note that the ESSAC just came out with a revised version of their report, which I haven't fully read yet, but does make a number of things clearer, and therefore the board is going to have to consider that advice in the context of whatever the EPDP comes out with. So that may be easier or harder. I don't know if it mentions the ARS or not. Okay,
The ARS directly, but it's a very good document to read, the ESSAC report. Revised report. It doesn't mention ESSAC directly, but it it actually mentions contactability and that kind of requirement. Yes.
Thank you, Carlton. Does anyone have any comments, or negative or positive, about this? Well, I don't need any positive comments. Does anyone have any concern with the recommendation 5.1 as drafted? Then I will assume we have full consensus of the six people who are on the call at this moment. And that's myself, Dimitri Carlton, Lily, Volker, Catherine, Seven, and Chris. Although I don't think Chris has participated in the consensus calls. Please go ahead.
Lily was asking which report we were referring to, Alan. It's the ESSAC revised, ESSAC 101, Lily, revision. It's posted on the ESSAC site. All right, I would forward it to you momentarily.
Yeah, if you go to ESSAC, SSAC.ICANN.org, and look at documents, you'll find it.
I just forward it to her. I have it here.
All right. Not hearing any objection, I will assume 5.1 is revised and is accepted by the people on this call. And I'd like to go to recommendation CM.3. You'll recall that we had eliminated CM.3 and 4 for different reasons. We had noted during the call that we had some concern about contractual compliance being adequately resourced, particularly in regard to the additional workload which might be imposed by the GDPR regulator, GDPR implementation. It is certainly currently imposed by the temporary spec. And we're simply saying that ICANN board should take steps to ensure that ICANN contractual compliance is adequately resourced, factoring in any increase in workload due to additional work required due to compliance with GDPR or other legislation / regulation. Any comments or discussion on this one? This was not in the original report, but I don't believe will be controversial, other than I suspect a concern from certain contracted parties over increased cost of compliance. I see no comments, and I see no hands. I'll give it a moment. All right, I'll take it that CM.3 is accepted and will be integrated into the report with appropriate surrounding text. Volker, a question for you. My recollection is that we had added another recommendation of yours after you left, the other recommendation that you had modified, because we hadn't had an opportunity to discuss it for discussion today. The only ones we found were 10.1 and the PPSAI one, which we did discuss, I'm told, although I'm having a little bit of trouble remembering, but I think we did discuss that one in full. That's the one where we were trying to make sure that registrars did not think they had to revalidate things that were already validated. Do you recall making any other changes to anything that we didn't discuss? I know this is stretching everyone's memory.
Good question. I think I made three edits, but I'm a bit foggy now.
Well, there's CM.2, we know. That was the extensive one.
I don't have my laptop with me where I would see that. Sorry.
All right. If there was any other, and Jackie will find it as she's going over any of these that we did not get full consensus on, then we will have to somehow do it via email. One more question on 10.1. Should it not refer to the 2013 RAA instead of requirements under the RAA?
I think both are acceptable. If we tie it to the 2013 RAA, the language becomes more cumbersome because we would then also have to include, of course, all successor versions. But if we want to be more more accurate, then we should say 2013 and successor, any modifications or revisions of that one. Yeah.
All right. So if we add that, you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And anyone else, if we replace in the last sentence of the revised 2.1, this shall be validated and verified and validated in application of the V&V requirements under the 2013 RAA and in brackets or successor documents or successors.
Actually, there's language used in the RAA for exactly that purpose, and we can probably just cut and paste that.
All right, and it's in another recommendation already, I believe. All right, is there any objection to Jackie making that appropriate change, and she can, I can work with her on that.
Could we just scroll to that section so I could just see the language?
If we knew what recommendation it was. Unfortunately, actually, if we go to the summary one, the executive summary, it should have all of the recommendations in it.
Is the question that we, Jackie, will use the language that is in the RAA 2013 contract with specific reference to these kinds of action? Is that what you're asking?
That was the intent. I can't find another recommendation that has the number 2013 in it. At least Google Doc tells me if I search for 2013, there isn't one. All right. We will try to find the appropriate words and verify with Volker that they are correct, or verify with ICANN staff.
All right, Alan, and those are for which recommendation?
We are talking about in recommendation the revised 10.1, where Volker had added a reference to the RAA, but there are not verification and validation requirements in previous RAAs, so we should mark it as the 2013 RAA. Mm-hmm. But Volker's right. There is language somewhere about documents.
I was saying you can simply mention validation and verification regime. You talk about a validation and specification regime as specified in RA 2013, and that takes care of it. Because the specification is in RA 2013, and then they develop a whole methodology to do that.
Yes, but Volker is saying that if we have some other one which changes those rules, this should go along with whatever the change is. I'd like to think I don't think we're going to change the RA in the near future, at least not that I'm aware of, other than for the EPDP. That's a consensus policy. There are no negotiations.
You can say verification validation regime specified in RA 2013 and successor instruments.
We're just trying to find the right wording for successor instruments. I would not add the word regime here, which has not been used before. At that point, people will start reading other things into it.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that. I don't want to get them all riled up.
All right. We will reference the 2013 and successor documents, and we'll find the appropriate language for that. Is there anything else that we need to discuss on these three recommendations? I think we have full consensus of those on the call. And I have an incoming call, which I'm going to ignore at the moment. Actually, I can't ignore it. It's going to be too noisy. Give me 30 seconds, please. Sorry. All right. We're now done with the three things we wanted to do on this call. Is there any other business? I see none. The path going forward is we will verify with these three changes with the rest of the group, and hopefully we'll get full or near full consensus on it. And Jackie and I will be working over the next little while to try to get a new version of the report out and pass it by the group. Jean-Baptiste, can I turn it over to you for action items and decisions?
Thank you very much, Alan. So under action items and decisions reached, we have under decision reached, so the three recommendations have reached consensus with those present on the call. For recommendation 10.1, both versions will be sent out to the list for review, and they will have until the 20th of December, end of the day. And then before that, Volker will provide Jackie with text to add a reference to the 2014 RIA and successor documents in this recommendation. For recommendation CM.3, the recommendation will be inserted in the report with associated text, and I believe you will do that, Alan.
All right. If there are no other comments, then I will call this meeting to an end. I wish everyone a great holiday season and come back refreshed and ready to review documents and get it published. I thank you all for your cooperation at the face-to-face meeting and today. Thank you all.
Thank you,
Alan.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.